Well, Scott, I guess we're going to be the dining curmudgeons today, aren't we?
Oh, it's one of my favorite things to be a curmudgeon.
Absolutely. Well, so I'll start with one of my pet peeves, and you tell me what you think about this.
Okay.
Because I am a slow eater, okay? I don't like to inhale my food. I like to take breathers, actually set my fork down every now and then. But I often find that when I get to the point where there's less than about a quarter of the food left on my plate, I have to physically hold on to it. I really do that sometimes. Waiters are so anxious to take away your plate. What's going on with that?
Well, of course, they want to turn the table. They want to get another seating there so that they can make more money. But you have to remember that you are the guest of the moment. You're at the table. You own it. And you get to drive the meal.
Here's another issue that I'm also curious about, being a slow eater. A lot of times, my dining companion will finish his or her food before I do, and it usually the waiter takes away their plate first, and that always kind of makes me feel awkward, like I need to rush. Where do you come down on that issue?
A waiter should not remove any plates until everyone is finished. Now, there are a lot of people who are just the opposite. They want the plate gone.
Right.
And they can ask the waiter then, would you please take this away? And then it's not the waiter's fault. But properly, they should wait until everyone is finished and not remove a thing until then.
It was really interesting. I was at a restaurant the other day, and the waiter actually said, I've been told I'm supposed to take away the plates when people are finished, but I hate doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously there's some movement in the restaurant business that's telling waiters to do this.
Well, they've been told wrong. If management has told them to do that, then management is wrong. And you know what else I hate?
Okay.
when they come up and say, are you still working on that?
Right.
Well, really, if this is supposed to be work, then you've done something wrong with your food.
You know, and a couple of other things that I guess come into that same category of maybe restaurants trying to turn tables or people being rushed when they're eating is serving the entree before you finished with the appetizer.
No, I tell them take it back.
Do you?
I'm still enjoying my appetizer. I still have my salad. Take it back.
Are you worried that they're going to just put it under some heat lamp somewhere and it's not going to be very good?
And if they do that and it comes out and it's not very good, I will send it back.
Okay, well, that brings me to something else I wanted to ask you about.
Okay.
When is it appropriate to send back food or wine? Is it only when it's actually bad, like something is spoiled? Or can you send it back if you just don't happen to like it?
Well, I think you can, yes. Again, the waiter should pick up on that. When they check back, speak up. Say, you know, no, I really don't like this. And the waiter should just jump in right there. The first thing they should say is, can I get you another one, or would you like something else?
Moving to the end of the meal now, a lot of times I'll end up with a waiter that will bring a check before I'm actually done eating.
Right, right. They come up and say, no hurry on this, which means, would you hurry up and pay?
That's right. I always feel that way.
No. Again, the proper thing is for the waiter to bring the check only when the guest requests it. And then, again, a lot of guests will get annoyed because they're sitting there waiting for the check. Well, you have to drive this one. You have to call the waiter over and say, we're finished. May we please have the check? If I feel I'm being rushed, I will suddenly get very slow.
It's kind of like the guy tailgating you in the car, right?
Right, yeah.
You know, Scott, is this a controversial issue, these service issues that we've been talking about? I mean, is this touchy in the restaurant industry?
Well, it is, but everyone loves to complain about it. And it's, you know, for a restaurant critic, it's not fun to write a negative review. But the negative reviews are so popular with people because everyone has experienced these bad things happening to them. And so they're really happy to see it finally happen to me and for me to write about it. In doing so, I hope I can educate the servers and the guests, because a lot of it is it's a give and take when you go out to a restaurant. There are certain things that the restaurant should do, that the service should do, and there are certain ways that the guests should react as well.